The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has allegedly earned $100 billion over 2 decades through its nonprofit investment firm, according to a whistleblower complaint. And that money isn't being spent on charitable endeavors, as the law requires. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
According to a whistleblower complaint from former Ensign Peak Advisors employee David Nielsen, the LDS Church takes in about $7 billion in tithing each year, spends $6 billion, and then invests the rest, which over 22 years has amounted to $100 billion. David did not respond to an interview request, but his twin brother Lars, who helped with the complaint, has gone public. Lars alleges Ensign Peak Advisors is out of compliance with their nonprofit status because they've never made a charitable donation and instead have bailed out 2 for-profit entities of the LDS Church.
The principal concern was to get the information to the American taxpayer and to the tithe-paying Mormon so they could understand what has really been happening with their church.
The brothers have faced pushback that this is being done for reward money David could get from the IRS. But Lars says the personal and social costs outweigh the potential benefit for David, who is still a member of the LDS Church.
If they knew those things, I think it would be harder for them to make such comments on public websites.
But is the LDS Church really at risk? Sam Brunson is a law professor at Loyola University in Chicago, and he writes about religious institutions and tax law. He says investment organizations like Ensign Peak can in fact qualify for tax-exempt status, but they're supposed to make charitable donations commensurate in scope to what they bring in.
If the whistleblower is correct that Ensign Peak has never distributed anything to the church, that's almost certainly not commensurate in scope.
Ensign Peak advisors could lose tax-exempt status and owe taxes for past years. Or they could try to get ahead of it by making a significant charitable donation. In a statement, the LDS Church said, quote, claims being currently circulated are based on a narrow perspective and limited information. Lee Hale, KUER News.